Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love?
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
What's up, my friends? It is Melissa. We are in the cocoon again. And this is, of course, oral stimulation. I am joined tonight once again by my Sparkalicious co-host. How's it going, Alex?
Sparkalicious.
Yeah.
That's how it's going. I'm feeling a little blingy tonight.
Blingy. Well, I saw that ring on your hand.
My Stanley Cup ring.
My goodness.
Celebrating the LA Kings Stanley Cup.
What year was that?
This past year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2012.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Kings.
Yeah. Go, Kings, go.
Yeah. Are you into hockey like that?
Yeah.
Did something happen tonight, just on a totally random side note, with the Lakers?
I don't know why.
I think they sucked or something. Yeah, they lost.
That's every
They're
night.
Done. It's over.
I don't know if it's every night.
Sorry, Lakers. Well.
We are live at SkidRowStudios.com in Los Angeles, baby.
Yeah, with the sucky Lakers. Okay. So we actually, speaking of current events, I have a very busy weekend coming up. I just want to throw out there, I will be at Expo West in Anaheim Friday through Sunday. So come find me there. And then, of course, Sunday night, it will be Warfest in Long Beach featuring Starpool. And I want to give a quick shout out to Nate Fung of the Two Tone Boners. He's my new BFF on Facebook.
Nice.
Such a cool guy.
Shout out to Nate.
I love connecting with people like that. It's awesome.
Skid Row Studios will definitely be representing at that event.
Yep, and we are excited. You're, of course, listening to us now on SkidRowStudios.com, and you will be listening to us on XM165. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, it would be at OralStim, or Gmail is OralStim@gmail.com. And, of course, there's always Facebook, my favorite way to connect with you guys, at facebook.com/oralstimulationradio.
Or if they want to catch up on old episodes, they could check the podcast.
Yeah.
AURAL stimulation.
There's no reason not to be in touch with us.
Yes.
So speaking of friends, because we all like to have our friends around us, the big topic tonight is the friend zone.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's the last place you want to be as friends, right?
Absolutely.
Basically, there's friends and then there's the friend zone.
Okay.
So the friend zone is kind of more like a platonic relationship, but one person wants it to be more.
That's like terrible.
Yeah. And you definitely don't want to be the person who wants it to be more, because you know what they say, the person who cares less in a relationship is the one who holds the power.
Is that usually how it works?
Yes, that is very true.
I think that's kind of weird, because in relationships, you're the attracted to the person in the beginning, like initially,
mm-hmm.
or you get to know them through being friends and then you end up liking them in the end. So it's either one point or the other, right? Usually in a relationship.
I would agree.
So if I saw you walking down the street, I'm like, damn girl, you're fine. What's your name? Blah, blah, blah.
I would friend zone you
just
right
by
away.
Yeah. Based on my looks or based on how I'm trying to get at you?
Based on you creeping me out, walking down the street and hunting me down like that.
You didn't even give me a chance to get to know each other. And all of a sudden.
You know what? One time in Vegas, I actually had a guy follow me for blocks in this big black SUV. And I kind of knew
he
was
behind. Are you sure he wasn't just driving?
Yeah. Because he pulled over. He's like, hey girl. And I was like, yeah. He goes, I just wanted to tell you, you look good. Can I get your number?
And did you say, yeah? You could call me at 1-800-893-9562 at Skid Row Studios.
Yeah, that's exactly how it went. How'd you know?
Well, that's what I would have said.
You're on top of it tonight, huh?
Yeah, can you believe it? That's the way you like it, me on top.
Alex, I'll never be on top. Not like you are.
You like the way I rock it, that's why.
So in a work type situation, like we're in now, of course, you would want to keep everything platonic on the up and up, right?
Yeah, I never... stuff like that at work is always rough. I couldn't do it.
It's awkward, especially if one person isn't into it and then you have a very obvious crush.
Yeah, but I think it keeps it playful. Like, you look forward to going to work. I think there's a time where, like, you could have, like, a work wife or work girlfriend or whatever the case is.
Yeah, if both people are into it and both people know the boundaries. But if, like, every time we came in here, you had a little puppy dog crush on me.
Puppy dog. I have an adult crush and a baby crush on you, by the way.
And I just thought it was awkward.
So you initially friend-zoned me?
I friend-zoned you.
At hello?
Yeah. I mean, I knew I was in love with you, but it was a different type of love. It was a friendship type of love.
That's exactly what guys love to hear. You're good at doing this.
What?
Putting people in the friend zone.
I am. You know what?
How many guys do you think you have in that zone?
Oh, gosh. Well, let me just tell you this. I friend zone just about everyone.
Everyone?
If not before we hook up, definitely after.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, well, explain, how do you decipher this? Like, in which way would you kind of, like, label this guy? Is it based on his actions, what he does?
Which guy? Just any guy in general?
Any guy, like, in general. I'm sure they all have a reason for being in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, the number one reason that a guy would get into the friend zone after we hook up is because he doesn't call or he doesn't pay attention.
Wait, the keyword is after you hook up.
Yeah.
So you fuck the guy and then you friend zone him after?
Yeah, because I probably like you enough to hook up with you. Probably. Or you just caught me on a good day.
Well, how does that work, though? I mean, if the guy doesn't get to fuck, then at that point, is he automatically in the friend zone?
Forget that. We're talking about the post-hookup friend zone, which is a unique situation. But if you don't call and you're not attentive, like, a day or for the week after, I'm automatically going to stop caring and you're just a fuck. And it's like, well, too bad. You had your chance. And then, see, I become the one that cares less, so I hold the power.
If you say that, if I already tapped it, I'm over your ass. Unless you were good at it.
Of course
that's
I'm good at it.
Well, that's the truth. I mean, you think you're friend zoning those guys, but at the end of the day, they fucked you. They're over and done with.
Well, I fucked them too.
Okay, but you're talking about the whole friend zone thing.
Yeah, because they still call occasionally, but not. I don't respond to them.
It's like, hey, let me send you a picture of my dick. I'm horny right now. Come
listen.
Fuck me.
Listen.
Yes, ma'am. Teach me.
The dick pictures are out of control.
Yeah, I don't ask Brett Favre about
you know
that.
What? I'm not even sure which direction I want to go with that right now.
The only way is up. Duh.
If a girl sends you a message and says, send me a picture of your cock, do not ask hard or soft. Okay?
I would, if that was me, I'd automatically send it erect, like full on raging hard on, throbbing.
Please. If a guy's asking that question, you know he's got something to show.
Please send me your limp weenie. That's just what's going to turn me on right now.
So that works for you? I'm confused.
No. Alex, I don't want to see any more of your post cold shower pictures or anything like that.
It was cold. Shrinkage.
It's awkward. Unless your cock is hard.
It's never awkward.
I also like the...
It's your job to make it hard.
Tube of toothpaste. Or beer bottle for size comparison. That's always nice.
Okay. So it's, hey, friend, you're in the friend zone. Send me a picture of your Corona-sized penis. Uh-huh.
Just in case. I mean, why do you keep someone in the friend zone? It's there's a different reason for guys and girls, but the girls, it's very break in case of emergency. I want to know what I'm working with.
But you already did. That's how I usually know.
Not necessarily. What if I haven't been with these guys
yet? You just said all the guys that you've been with, you friend zone after.
Yeah, but that's after. But I have friends that I haven't been with that are in the friend zone too.
But at that point, it's never run through your mind like, oh, you know, this guy that I'm friends with, he's a nice guy. I want to fuck him. Obviously, if you wanted to fuck him, you would have done it already.
Not necessarily. Maybe there's distance keeping people apart. I'm not going to get on a plane to go bang a guy if I don't know if it's going to be worth my time.
Well, yeah, that's what you get for talking to guys in China. What the heck?
Hey.
How's that going to do?
There are really cute guys in China, so just...
Yeah, so you just get on... But you won't get on a plane to go fly to see him to fuck him.
Well, maybe if they send me something worth going to see.
Okay. Well, give me any idea here. Like, if I'm in the friend zone, what's... Like, how do you kind of define that for me? Like, how would I know? What's a sign for me to be like, I'm trying to talk to you and like, I want to fuck you. But then you look at me like, dude, you're in the fucking friend zone. Go fuck yourself. Like, how do you figure that out?
Okay, the number one way you're going to know you're in the friend zone
is
with
this
me.
This is what you do personally?
This is me personally, okay. I guess, is talk about other guys to you. If I call you up, Alex, but see, you have to be careful too, because there's a fine line between jealousy and, you know, like okay, trying to make you jealous and trying to make you get the point.
Okay, so give me an example. How would you write this up, or what have you used in the past?
Okay, if I called you up and I was like, Alex, man, this guy was such a jerk. I can never find a nice guy.
Melissa, I'm a nice guy.
Alex, you are a nice guy. I never realized it till you said it so bluntly to me while I was bitching about this other guy.
Well, why would you be with him when you could be with me?
You're so right. Are you busy on Friday?
We should go out.
We should totally go out. Okay? That's a good situation.
Yeah, but then at what point do you tell the guy, like, dude, you're in the friend zone, fucker. We're just going to go eat.
I mean, because I might legitimately be interested at that point. But if I call you up and I'm like...
But what if you aren't? Like, what if you... I mean, I'm sure you have some friends that you just aren't attracted to in that way. And you could tell... I mean, a girl knows when a guy's interested, right?
Yes.
So at that point, it's like, look, I'm really interested in you, but you don't feel the same way back. At what point do you kind of draw the line there? Would you... Oh, yeah, so this one guy, he wanted to take me out. And at that point, the guy's like, I don't give a fuck. You could talk about him all you want, but I'm here with you now. Like, how does that work? Like, or what's another sign maybe you would give if that didn't work out?
Well, if I'm talking to you about another guy in a good way, that's an obvious sign that we're just friends. I'm not going to tell you how good my relationship is with another guy and then expect you to be like, well, hey, how about I try to be better? That's weird.
I'd be like, hey, he does that, but I do this better.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to create like a false sense of competition.
You know what's happened to me in the past when I wasn't like, I was really into a girl and she friend zoned me. She'd always invite like her little sister, or she, oh, I have to take my brother with me, or, you know, I'm going to bring one of my homegirls with me. And that at that point I was like, fuck, I'm fucked.
Yeah. You can't make moves with the little brother staring up at you.
It's like, hey, yeah, go grab some popcorn at the movie theater and try to kiss her really quick. That's like a fail.
Yeah. Cause she's setting up like a physical buffer between you two.
Yeah. At that point it's like, it's not happening.
Does that happen to you a lot?
Oh, yeah. That's why I go, wait, do you have any brothers and sisters? Oh, cool.
You only go out with the single child.
Yeah. The only child.
That makes sense.
Or if
sense.
Their kids are, their siblings are older, or way older, way younger. That way, usually if they're younger, they have to take them along with them. I mean, I heard.
I wouldn't know anything about that. I date grown men who have grown siblings.
Oh, yeah. That works.
You know what another way that you totally know if your friend's a girl? Say you actually do get her on a date.
Okay.
By herself.
Okay.
You take her out for drinks. Okay. She's going to...
Oh, yeah. Drinks usually work.
Drinks, the girl gets a little messy, a little sloppy, a little, oh, let's hook up. I'm going to touch you a little more, whatever. If there's no touching going on, if her stool bumps against yours and she's like, oh, sorry, and scoots away, you're out of luck.
Dude, that's fucked up. Well, they say like alcohol is like the truth serum, right?
Yeah.
So at that point, usually a lot of people, guys and girls, they get a little bit more handsy, a little more touchy-feely.
The thing is, I never get so drunk that I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe some people do. I just...
You never got that wasted?
No.
Yeah, right. You're
and you know what?
Screaming
I've
at
gotten...
that fam, come fuck me.
I don't think it was quite like that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're squealing like a little bitch saying, oh,
yes, I was squealing like a little bitch. Yeah, okay. I'll admit to that. But I didn't say come fuck me. Do you know how freaked out he would have been if I had done that?
I think he would have been into it. He knows you're a screamer at that point.
I don't think he would have been into it. He just doesn't seem like that kind of person.
Who cares? It's about what you want.
That
if you wanted
true.
To be with him, you should have taken advantage of it.
You know what? I tried to call up one of my friend zone guys before this show, actually. And
he friend zoned you?
Yeah, he didn't answer the phone. But well, he didn't respond to my text.
Even if you called him, what were you trying to get him to do?
Fuck before the show.
Really?
Yeah.
And he failed?
Uh-huh.
So is that like a friend zone or is that like a fuck friend? I'm confused. Like,
I'm not really sure. It's kind of in between. But like, I kind of hate him right now. So I was just going to use him.
No, you don't hate, you hate it. This is actually what happened. You were trying to fuck him, fuck friend, but he has you in the friend zone.
Well,
Melissa, I'm busy. I'm not going to pick up my phone.
Yeah, you're right. This is what happened. I really liked this guy.
Oh, really?
And then,
that's even better.
Yeah. And so I decided I was just never going to talk to him again. But then I got angry and I decided that I was just going to use him to fuck.
So your emotion got the best out of you and now you're not getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
All right, well, bring out the vibrators. We'll stop by again. Some double A's on the way home. Is it double A or triple A?
Double A.
Look at some double A's on the way home.
Two of them.
Right. I happen to have two right here. Nice.
So that didn't work out so well. Do you think I'm in the friend zone?
With him?
Obviously, huh?
With him?
Yeah. Is that what guys do? Do they just ignore you?
No, I think guys, me personally, I think the only time I friend zone a chick is if I'm just really not interested in her.
Do you tell her flat out?
Yes and no. I don't, I mean, if it comes to a point where I know that things are developing and they're going to go away where I don't want it to, then I'll be like, hey, look, you know, before like feelings get more involved, let's take a step back and not like go into it this way.
But when you friend zone someone, do you really want the friend part still around? Because I honestly couldn't give a fuck if you just disappear.
Well, that's the thing though, because you don't care. Yeah. I think generally when you friend zone someone, it's like obviously they have feelings. And I think for me to kind of keep someone around, it's because I don't want to hurt like a friend. Like obviously if they're a friend, you care. So you don't want to like hurt them or like make them feel even more like shit unless you dated the guy like you and then like you got really interested. Now you're angry. Now you don't care. I think that's more of like that's neither friend zone or like fuck friends. I think that's a whole nother issue. I mean, that doesn't come to play. I mean,
see, you know what, though? Okay, there's only one person that I can honestly say was, I know was very interested in me. And from the beginning, I was never interested in him. What?
Was his name Alex?
No. Okay, there's two people.
Okay. Not Austin. It was Austin?
It was Austin. It was totally Austin. No, I was really...
Oh, no. Shout out to Mike Ty. Was it Mike Ty?
Grab my ass, Mike Ty. No.
Yeah, AKA Melodic Mike. Holla at your boy. Shameless plug.
No, it was, I don't even know where I'm going with this now. Okay. No, this guy was definitely into me. I was never into him from the beginning, right? Okay. So it was definitely a friend zone situation, textbook case. And then when he started seeing other people, because I'd never really thought about maybe I do like this guy, maybe whatever. When he started seeing other people and I was totally cool with it.
Okay.
Not a hint of jealousy. I was like, okay, he's truly a friend.
But I think even friends get jealous a little bit though. Don't they? I mean, I'm sure like...
Sometimes.
I'm sure you have... Well, you know a lot of guys that are friends. If all of a sudden the guy, you know, the guy probably talks to you every day and you guys are like all friends and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden that something like that happens and then... You know what I mean?
You know what? You want to know a confession?
Sure.
I mean, seriously, this is just between me and you.
Okay.
And I guess everyone listening on XM165 and SkidRowStudios.com. When you tell me, I mean, about other girls that you go out with, sometimes I do get a little jealous.
You're talking about me personally?
Yes, you.
In what way?
This conversation does not leave the room, okay? I'm just saying, sometimes... I just get a little, it goes away really fast, but it's just this little twinge of like, oh, okay, I'm over it.
Melissa, let me tell you something. You see me more than any other girl that I've ever seen.
I know, but that it's a different kind of...
You see me once a week on Wednesdays, and then you see me twice. I mean, every other, like other days. Because of our pre-production. So you
it's
see
not
me?
Like, I know, it's not like I want you or anything. I just don't want anyone else to have you either.
Oh, man.
you know what?
that's like the millionth time that I've heard that. A million women can't be wrong, right? They have to, one of them has to be right.
Right. We have a caller. So let's get out of this awkward situation with our caller. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Ray.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you doing tonight?
Very good. What do you have to tell us tonight?
Well, I'm kind of like in a friend zone situation now. I let this lady know that I'm interested in her, and she said she needs some time, and I kind of do too, but I don't know if she's just not into me or if I should wait a certain amount of time and try again, and if I do, how much time should I wait?
Okay, well, let's just establish from the beginning. You guys are both single, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, there's no, like, weird she's married, whatever. All right, why would she need time?
I'm not sure. I didn't really get a reason on that, so that's... I kind of think that she might not be into me. Because, you know, I just kind of felt uncomfortable asking about that. It's kind of a personal question.
Well, I mean, if she's not into you, the best thing you can do... And this is what I tell all my guy friends who are kind of unsure. Stop calling. Mm-hmm. Stop paying attention to her. And if she doesn't care, then you know. You can move on just fine. But if she does care, if she kind of misses you, then it gets a little more complicated because you don't know if she's just keeping you around in that friend zone or if she's genuinely interested.
That's really good advice. That's very well thought out. Thank you, Melissa.
I hear this question a lot.
What's up, Alex? How you doing?
Hanging in there. How you doing tonight? Thanks for the phone call.
So listen, the first thing I want you to do, stop calling, stop texting, move on with your life.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to be available as much for her. Like if she maybe was trying to call you to hang out or if you're calling her, like I would still keep a little distance. Because if you kind of overdo it, you know, you want to give her the gift of missing you a little bit. Like Melissa was saying, that way she kind of has a little time to think about it, think about you. I mean, and at that point, she'll hopefully miss you a little bit to want to hang out. You know, she'll be excited, maybe get her hair done or do something crazy.
I completely understand. That's great advice, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you so much for calling in. And please call back and fill us in. Let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're good, Alex.
You're good. I just follow your lead every time.
I don't really even remember what we were talking about before, so let's move on. If a girl goes out with you, and this is kind of like the drinking thing, but she's totally sober and she makes absolutely no effort to touch you, and when you touch her, she kind of freezes up or moves away or doesn't reciprocate.
Yeah.
You're definitely in the friend zone.
No, I think she's been molested. She just wanted to be touched.
Oh my God.
No, I get weird vibes from people like that. But you're right. I might be in the friend zone at that point. It's just awkward.
You are so bizarre.
I've dealt with some fucked up girls. I've
Why?
Learned. I don't know.
You're a really good guy, Alex. You do not need to be wasting your time with these girls that
this
have.
This isn't about me. This is about being in the friend
issues.
Zone. I'm sorry, I watch a lot of movies.
Uh-huh. What if you... Have you ever been in the situation where you're with a girl and you kind of know you're in the friend zone?
Yeah.
But you try something crazy to get out of the friend zone?
Yeah, well, like when if you tilt your head and close your eyes a little bit and you go in like 90% and you expect them just to come in 10 and they don't, they pull away.
They don't.
I'm like, oh, what happened? What's going on?
I had an itch in my ears.
See, my line is I always say, like, I'm really bad at reading signs. You know, like, I'm going in for it, but I don't know what to do.
Are guys genuinely bad at reading signs? Or is that just a line?
It's a line for me. I think a majority of guys don't know, to be honest with you. But I think because on their end, they're just trying to fuck. At their point, that it's like eyes on the prize. They just want to go after it. So you could be like, I had a horrible day today. Oh, do you want to go back to your place? You know, it's one of those conversations. You know, like, it's like, you know, you're sitting there trying to tell a guy, like, you know, like about your day. Maybe you had a good day, a bad day. And he's like, oh, that's really nice. Do you want to get out of here? At that point, they're one-track minded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's so obvious.
I mean, how often does that happen?
That happened to me this morning. It was so obvious. I was like, not that I was having a bad day, but I was just kind of hanging out with this guy. Everything was casual. He's like, hey, it's good cuddle weather. And I was like,
you know what? Somebody said that today too.
I know it's good cuddle weather, but if I wanted to cuddle with you, I would have invited you to have coffee in my bed.
But maybe he was just planting the seed a little bit, you know, so you like throw out like a little feeler and like, hey, Melissa, it's cuddle weather. And you'd be like, oh, you're right. Come over and let's cuddle. I say let's make like fabric softener and snuggle. That's my line.
Everyone in the cuddles. Studio is shaking their head. Disgusted. You're so cheesy.
But effective. Cheesy but effective.
You are just crazy cheesy. We're going to go to break here on XM 165 and SkidRowStudios.com. And when we come back, I have got a lover lust and we will tell you how to get out of the friend zone.
Welcome to Bad Advice, where the advice is free and worth every penny. My wife and I attempted to have a frank discussion about sex with our teenage daughter. She said she and all her friends only had oral sex. She's only 16.
I actually saw an article. Teenagers, this is true. Teenagers are having less oral sex, less oral than they used to, but still at a high number, which to me is just proof that the kids today are getting lazier, but still eat too much.
I am incapable of building anything I buy from IKEA. I read the instructions and it just doesn't seem to help. Am I retarded or do other people have these problems?
No, you're Jewish.
My people, we build things all the time.
What is your people? What are you?
Yeah, what
Mexican,
is?
Mexican, Hispanic.
I was like, gay people don't build things. I've been told by my parents that I was a surprise. They say the word unpleasant.
I've tasted breast milk before.
Oh, really? Tell me more about that.
It was delicious.
Yes, I have tasted my sperm. Everyone tastes their own sperm.
And what does it taste like to you?
You know what? I wasn't that like fond of it.
Are you sure that, honey?
Let me ask you something, and you can be honest with us. If we were making out, okay, wouldn't you rather have me hold your head firmly and pull, just not hard, too hard, but a little bit? Wouldn't you prefer that than just a soft little kiss? Yes.
It depends, though.
It depends. Can it be anyone but you doing it? It's an interesting place to draw the line.
I like that you're choosing women based on the men they're dating.
Well, it's going to affect the taste.
Oh.
She says, other women wonder how to have an orgasm. I wonder how to stop mine.
Oh.
I hate to brag, but I dated a woman, and honestly, I gave this woman like 30-plus orgasms.
I hate to brag, but I'm the best.
Yeah, I hate to brag, but I'm going to make up a horseshit story.
Seriously.
It's not a story.
I believe.
But I have advice for her. Right. I think she should just start dating Vic, and then those will dry up. I'm sorry. I love you, Vic.
She called you medicine.
Bad advice. Come get some.
Hey, you're back with Melissa
and Alex.
And Alex on Oral Stimulation, XM 165 and SkidRowStudios.com.
Live from Los Angeles.
Of course, as always.
Yeah.
Is it love? Or lust. Austin, really?
Reminds me of the Two Live Crew, Me See Horny.
Really?
You guys know you love it.
I thought you were going to change it.
You change it, Melissa.
That's fine, whatever.
We should hear you
moaning. Ooh, sometime. You know what I'm lusting after, you guys? And this is kind of sad.
Chocolate.
I am really lusting after a new car lately. My car is in bad shape. It's the brakes squeak like a school bus. It's got low pro tires that are worn.
How do you compare like a squeaking brake to a school bus? That doesn't sound dangerous.
Oh yeah, it is dangerous. Okay. And
yeah, what if your kids are in that school bus? That's fucked up.
Well, no, that's what a school bus is supposed to sound like. That's not what my car is supposed to sound like.
Oh, okay.
I got a $50 gift card and I was like, oh, we'll use it on gas. I got half a freaking tank. Like, it's going to be gone by the time I get home. I'm so mad. And the thing that irritates me so much about this is that I love my car. I've had so much sex in that car.
I just threw up.
You did not.
No.
I remember one time we were at City Walk, and I got fingered in the front seat. It was so
I could see how that could be exciting.
I almost came. It was that good.
Well, how do you do this? Are you in the passenger? Are you on top of him? Like, you have to describe the scenario now.
Okay. He was in the passenger seat. Okay. I was on my hands and knees in the driver's seat.
You were on your hands and knees?
Yeah.
So you were kind of leaning over the steering wheel?
No, I was facing towards him on my hands and knees.
Okay.
Right? And he was fingering me from underneath.
Nice.
It was really
So were you sucking his dick at that point?
I think I was for a while, but then you get so into it. I don't want to, you know, get bite his involved penis or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
So I remember that. And actually,
I had friend zone you then.
Another thing about my car, that's the first and only place I've ever swallowed.
Yeah, that's important. You go, so all the guy needs to do is finger you the correct way.
No.
You'd swallow?
It was two totally different times.
Guys who want to fuck Melissa, please take note. If you could finger her the right way, she will swallow your babies.
Gross, Alex.
You're gross.
It was
you're
two
the one
different times.
Okay.
It was in a Krispy Kreme parking lot.
Okay, so if you could get... All right, talk about the cream filling.
You know what? I've actually eaten... Never mind. Okay.
Speak up. I want to hear that.
You've eaten what? A donut
I've
with semen inside?
Donuts off a guy's cock before.
Weren't you? I'd be scared you'd bite it.
No, you lick it. You kind of gum it and lick it and you be gentle. It's so good. Oh, my dick is so much better with glaze.
Note to self. Make sure you have a bucket full of glaze when you're sucking dick. For all the lady listeners out there. Please, somebody call in and tell Melissa she's lost it. Tell her to use like some... I don't know. What would you use? Whipped cream? I don't know.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. I'm lusting after a new car.
Hey, what kind of car would you get?
If
you were to get a car, I'm kind of in the market for a car.
Oh, gosh. If it was just me, you know, I would be driving the hottest little lowered rice rocket.
Oh, my gosh.
I would get a Honda Civic. I would race everyone on the freeway.
Yeah, but you have a big car. I guess that what happens when you have a big car.
I could park a Honda Civic in my car right now.
Oh my gosh.
It would be amazing. All
right, so guys with Honda Civics.
I want those lights that go along the bottom. I know they're illegal, but they're so cool.
Like the undercarriage?
Yeah.
Cool. I know a guy that could do that for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Hook me up, man.
All right.
Or just get my brakes fixed on the car I have now. Either one. I'm totally
it's like, I need some lights under there, but can you fix the brakes while you're at it?
Sorry, I want to know, did you put Donut Guy in the friend zone?
Donut Guy is so far out of any zone right now.
He's in the zone, literally.
Donut Guy is so far out of any zone, there is no zone for him. He's in some magical zone.
Yeah, sounds like he has a zoning issue. All right, since I'm in the fucking friend zone, is there a way I could ever get out of it, Melissa?
There are ways, actually. Okay. A lot of people will tell you there's not.
Yeah, because it's tough. Like, if I'm a guy and I am a guy, but if I put myself, can I put myself in the friend zone? Do I totally cock block myself?
Yes.
Wait, I want to know. So you mentioned earlier, if I take out a girl and I'm in the friend zone and I'm buying her drinks, she's taking that even though I'm in the friend zone. So isn't she a total bitch?
Yes.
Ooh, Austin, using the foul language. Talking about
Austin,
female dogs on oral
like
stimulation.
Someone just realized they were in the friend zone.
No comment.
Aw.
Ladies, if you go out with Austin, please do not put him in the friend zone.
Please do not accept drinks and
say, you know what? You're in the friend zone. Let me buy you the drink, Austin.
Yeah,
you're such a great guy.
We're friends.
And let me try to take advantage of you.
I do that. I've said that before, but that's a test on a date.
Okay, so test. How do we pass that test?
Well, if I go out with a guy.
Okay.
And it's the first couple times we've gone out.
Okay.
And the bill comes or, you know, it's just drinks or whatever. And I say, oh, I got it. If he lets me get it, done. No chance.
At
you
all?
Are not getting out of that friend
but
zone.
What happens if it's like, you know what, you get it this time, I'll get it next time. So it gives me a reason to like.
There won't be a next time.
Oh, wow.
Wait, how long in the relationship?
It doesn't matter.
Just really. Melissa's not in many relationships.
I'm such a generous person. You guys know my past. Yeah. But it's like, if in within the first couple months, if we're not in a set relationship, I don't mind paying for my own stuff. I always have enough money for what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're very
But if I'm paying for your stuff too, no. You're not a gentleman. Don't have a clue.
But I think at some point you do, because I think you do have a caring heart. I mean, I think if you guys went out to like the movies, like you got it, but then maybe he'll buy the dinner. I mean, I think you have that fair exchange.
Yeah, but like if I, especially on the first date.
Yeah, the first date's always tough.
There's no getting out of that. You're in the friend zone. You might be out in the magic zone because it's.
Yeah, but what if she asked you out? Shouldn't the person who does the asking take care of the date?
Yeah, but if you're a gentleman, you asked first.
Okay, Austin has bitches ask him out all the time. That's why. He's a little pimp that goes, yeah, bitch, give me my shit.
Well, actually, here, Austin, here's some tips for you. If you find yourself in the friend zone and you want to get out, don't be subtle. You have to set the date. You have to take control. You have to show this girl that you are going to take care of her and you're going to take the lead.
Take the lead?
Yeah.
Okay. Austin, how do you take the lead usually?
Sounds like I need to ask her out.
Yeah, okay. Obviously.
So if Melissa was like a nice piece of ass that you were willing to ask out, how would you do that?
If by chance.
Hi, Melissa. Would you like to go out sometime?
I have a friend who actually talks like that and I'm very offended.
So you'd say, I'm offended? Go fuck yourself? What are you saying?
Yeah. I'd be like, that's fairly offensive to people with high-pitched, weird voices, and we're just going to be friends for now and so you can clean it up.
So glad you're concerned for that small group of people.
Wow.
Not everyone can have a radio voice like Alex.
Or you. What are you doing later?
I'm doing you.
Wow. You're in the friend zone or whatever? I'm trying to be subtle about this.
I totally misread your signs. I'm really bad at reading signs.
Yeah, so am I, apparently. You were into me this whole fucking time.
Here we are again on Oral Stimulation, XM165 and SkidRowStudios.com.
You know, Melissa, if it doesn't work out, you know where you could go, right?
Where?
To Adam and Eve.
Oh, actually, I think I'm going to be visiting there soon.
Why?
Because they have a promo code, SkidRow, and I can buy myself something nice, and then I don't have to worry about all you jerks out there.
Jerk,
friend zone each other.
Can I ask you an honest question?
I guess.
Who do you think friend zones more, a guy or a girl?
In my case?
No, just in general. Like, what do you, in your honest opinion, who do you think friend zones the other sex more, male or female?
I think it's definitely girls friend zoning guys. Well,
I think that happens because it seems like, you know, guys will try to fuck anything. So at that point.
But girls also have a lot lower tolerance. I think they're more likely to just cut a guy off and be like, no. And there's no friend zone or anything. He's just out.
And you say he's just a friend.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see how that happens. I mean, like for me, like I think the only ones that I really friend zone are the ones that show interest in me. You know, when it goes the other way around. It's not like I meet a girl like automatically, like I'm going to throw in the friend zone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
if I'm like dating someone at that point, I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry I'm taking, but... At that point, I'm not like, I have enough friends, I don't need any more.
See, in my case, if a guy tries to friend zone me...
You're like, I want your dick, fuck you.
If a guy tries to friend zone me, I'm out.
Really?
I'm not messing around, I don't need any more friends, so...
But what if you're just attracted to maybe, like, the way he is, like, the way he smells, the way he acts, the way he carries himself?
Then I want him, and if I can't have him, I don't want anything to do with him. And
really?
So if I stay around, then I'm friend-zoning myself.
Okay, you mean like the guy you tried to fuck tonight?
Yes.
You just friend-zone yourself,
yes.
That's what you're saying?
Yes, I did. Rub it in.
No, I just want to make sure you got that clear.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to get rid of this guy, but he just keeps sticking in my mind and then...
No, you want to stick it in
like
you,
this
not
happens.
In your mind.
Apparently he doesn't because he's not answering the phone, so what am I going to do?
No, it's his loss is my reward. I'm going to tap it later.
That's true. And it's going to be hard too because I'm angry.
That's the way I like it. I'm going to stuff your pillow, your face in the pillow.
You're actually doing a good technique for avoiding the friend zone.
And what's that?
That would be not being self-depreciating. Nobody terrible. Wants an ass clown boyfriend. So
define ass clown boyfriend.
You know, the guy who's
find
always
Urban
like,
Dictionary that shit.
The guy who's always like, oh, look at me, like making a geek of himself to entertain the crowd.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Austin. Nobody wants a guy who's like, I'm such a loser. I can't get a girl. Girls aren't going to go for that.
Austin and I have a friend that's like that.
Does he like his ass grabbed?
No.
Oh, different friend?
That's another type of friend. I was thinking someone completely different, but now that you mention it. Well, what if you're not available as often as most? Does that kind of work?
That's good too. Like, that's what we told our caller earlier.
Yeah.
Don't be too available. And if necessary, cut yourself off completely because you're going to save your own heart in that situation. And you are going to give him a chance to kind of miss you and be like, hey, where'd he go?
But what about pursuit? I thought women love it when men just come after them.
Yeah, but if a guy is not showing any interest at all.
But what if in the situation like Ray, he's into her and she's like, well, I'm not ready right now. Shouldn't he keep pursuing?
Listen. Personally, if Prince Charming comes along, I don't care what situation I'm in. I'm going to go in that direction. Okay?
No matter what then, huh?
Yes. If a guy is that good, if a guy is that amazing.
And if he's that into you?
You can make it work.
Okay. I agree with that.
You know?
But at what point, like, would you really give in though? I mean, do you really like go to the point where you drive the guy fucking crazy and nuts and... You test him throughout the whole time and then like the one he's ready to bring you like, oh yeah, you know what? I really do like you. I want to be with you.
I know.
It seems like that the minute that somebody tries to give in, the other person goes in for it. I don't know why. I don't know why people can't just be honest with their feelings and say like, hey, I'm feeling you. What's up?
Yeah, you know
or
what?
Or like, I got shit going on. Like, I'm sorry I don't have time for you.
I was out of the dating game for a while and when I got back in, that's one of the things I realized. People like to play fucking games.
Yeah, like fucking games?
Fucking games. Games of not fucking, actually.
Games to prevent fucking.
Pushing a person to the brink of walking away. And then you're like, no, just kidding. Come back. I can't stand that. I can only take that for so long.
Well, at that point, I mean, do you think they're friend zoning each other? Or maybe the other person just doesn't know what they want? Like,
ooh,
at what point?
Double friend zone?
Yeah, how do you do that? I mean, sometimes they don't know what they want. And the minute they lose that like that friendship or what you have and they go away, then it's like, well, I kind of do that. I mean, I do like that. I don't want...
If a person isn't sure enough that they want me to not play games after a certain point, then I'm pretty sure I don't want them.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. What happens, like, I get this a lot on my end. Like, what do I do to change? I'm like a nice guy, or I'm kind of seen as like the brother, like I'm the big brother in the relationship.
If you're
like,
the big brother, it's over. Forget it.
No, but is there a way to get out
no,
of that?
No, nobody fucks their big brother.
Okay, yeah, that's terrible. But what if you're like, see, that's like a like for me, I hate it when a girl calls me nice.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I'm seen as a brother. I'm seen as a friend. I'm seen as like straight up. I'm not gonna fuck. So that's like calling a girl fat.
No, that's not like calling a girl fat.
She has a great personality.
Yeah. If someone tells you, oh, you're so good for someone else, someone's going to be so lucky to have you, that person is not going to be me.
But for the most part, I mean, there could be some sincerity to it. I mean, somebody who finds love, I think, is very fortunate to begin with. I think it's very tough to deal with or to find.
Or to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough.
But if someone tells you, oh, Alex, you're so nice, you're so great, you're so much fun, you have so many good ideas, someone's going to be so lucky to have you. Clearly, they've already decided that it's not going to be them.
I think that's their subtle way of saying, yeah, it would be.
Do you think that means a girl's interested in you?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think in some aspect, if they took the time to really know that, Well, I mean, obviously, if they're like married or whatever the case, I mean, at that point, it's completely different. But if like I met a girl and I think she has an epiphany. I think she realizes like how great of a friend we are, or like we are. And I think like, you know, you would be great for someone.
That's cute, but I'm telling you right now, she is not into it.
How do you know?
Because she doesn't want you. If girls turn into bitches when there's something they want.
Okay, so if a girl's a bitch, that means she
not
wants
to
me?
You, but to the rest of the world. I mean, if I wanted you, Alex, there would be no subtlety about it.
Shit, the whole time I thought they're on their period when they're a bitch. Yeah, I mean, I thought that would only happen around that time.
No, it can happen anytime, especially when they're in love.
So they're allowed to be a bitch when they're in love? I love you. I'm going to be a bitch. Well, fuck you.
Not
I love you too. I'm going
to
be an asshole.
To everyone else.
But to that one person, they'll always be nice.
Yeah.
And appreciative.
Yeah. If someone has an opinion of this on XM165 or SkidRowStudios.com, call in 800-893-9562. If I was a bitch to Austin because he was getting too close to you, then you could think I liked you. But if I was like flat out.
Wait, because I was getting too close to Alex?
Yeah, that happens. I'm not talking about it in a romantic way. I'm saying if you're spending too much time with the boys, if you're not paying me any attention.
Then
I'm going to be like, hey, get back here. Let's do something about this.
I'll be like, all right, I'm glad you know what you want. I'll be home in 5.
Yeah, see, but if I'm in the friend zone because you decided to put me there.
Because I decided to.
Yeah, then I'm just seen as crazy. You're like, slow down, girl. You're in the friend zone, don't you know?
Yeah, that's at that point. I don't know if I'll be like that. I mean, I don't really say friend zone. I'm like, you know what? I think we're better as friends. I don't really say zone. That's weird.
I just avoid it entirely.
You avoid the conversation?
It's so awkward. You can't, because, I mean, when you're friend zoning someone, there's automatically like a hint of I'm better than you.
In what way?
Because you're saying like, I don't want you and what you have to offer because I'm looking for something better.
Yeah, that's actually rough. How do you tell somebody that? Like, hey, you're good, but not good enough for me.
I wouldn't.
That's fucked up. But can you still maintain being friends after that?
Just after a situation like that? I mean, yeah, but the person's going to definitely have to forgive you.
Yeah, maybe over time, right? I think that takes time.
I think, like, for example, if you're in a relationship with someone and it's a long-term relationship and you break up for whatever reason, I think, and I know you disagree with me, I think you can definitely be friends after the relationship.
They're honest, true friends.
They're
an ex for a reason.
Yeah, because maybe it didn't work out, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
as a romantic relationship.
If they're like that, then that's what it is. You know what I mean? I mean, if you guys have made effort to make it work and it doesn't work, then. Like, it doesn't work.
Well, here, let me give you an example.
Okay.
I dated someone when I was younger.
Okay.
For a very long time. And I wanted my life to go in one direction, namely California. And he wanted his life to stay the same where we were before.
Okay.
And I was like, I really liked the guy. I didn't have anything against him. I just couldn't stay in that situation and he wasn't willing to follow me. So I left and eventually, you know, we always kept talking and yeah. I think he just accepted that I needed to grow and it wasn't in the same direction as him. So we're still friends, like legitimate friends.
Well, how many of your exes are you really friends with? I mean, would you say all of them or?
One.
Oh, one? Are we talking husband or boyfriend?
I'm not friends with him. No, I've only had like 3 boyfriends.
Like long term, right? Like
yeah.
Serious wise?
Yeah. And of the 3, one is one of my very close friends.
See, which is good, right? That always helps. I mean, would you say out of those 3, like one of them would be like your kryptonite or one that you're always weak for?
I hope not.
No, well, I'm asking you. I mean, if you, I know, you don't know.
No, I'm thinking of that question and I'm saying I hope not because, I mean, I'm still kind of getting over the past, the last relationship.
Yeah, but out of those three relationships, if there was one that, like, say you died and you wanted them at your funeral, like, which one would you really want there? There's got to be one of them, right?
Yeah, the first one. Because we're friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's important, right?
But he's not, like, my... Well, I do often call him up and say, just move out here and we'll be together forever.
See?
Isn't that horrible?
That's misleading.
It's not misleading.
Would you really be with this guy?
Yes.
How long ago since you were guys together, or were you two together?
11 years.
That's how long it's been?
Yeah.
And you think you could just jump into a relationship and things would be better?
I think so, because I know what type of person he is. I know what type of person he is down to his soul.
Do you think people change?
No.
So you think you have a good feeling or knowledge of him, even though you haven't seen him in...
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of like an online, like, catfish type thing, or like, do you guys talk?
No, we talk all the time. I think, no, in regards to do people change? I mean, of course people change as they grow and get more worldly views, but deep down, I think people are always kind of who they are. You know, if you're a generous person, you're always going to be a generous person. If you value love over money.
They might value that just because of... You know, the relationship you have, maybe he just puts you on that pedestal in that way where he's always nicer to you because he has a place for you in his heart.
Is it a place in his heart or is it he wants to hook up?
Well, fuck, it's been 11 years. I mean, he's really putting in work. He really wants to fuck you that bad.
See, so then we're actual friends. So then it's just a genuine friendship.
Okay, so who put who in the friend zone first when you guys broke up? Like, how does that work? Or did it work?
Well, I mean, clearly there was the breakup that neither of us could get past, but I wanted to keep him around because I knew he's a good person. So I guess I friend zoned him, but it moved beyond the friend zone into actual friendship.
Okay, so you put him out of the friend zone. You guys are friends, so there's a chance he could get out of it. Is there hope for guys to get out of a friend zone? Be honest. Because earlier it was like more like a no. But I guess if you have a history with someone, you could kind of do it.
Yeah, if you're going back in a relationship, depending on the situation.
Okay, say you and I have been friends for like 6-8 years and all of a sudden one of us caught feelings for one another. And like, can you still, like, obviously we're both in the friend zone, but there's a little tension between us. Something happens. Like, can you move forward with that or no?
I don't know. That's kind of a scary thought.
Right?
Because I like where we are right now. Me and you in the cocoon here.
Well, yeah, and I understand that. And I don't only like it, I love it.
I know you're in love with me, Alex.
I'm not denying
Everybody knows. All of our listeners know.
Yeah, we're going to get married.
I'm not going to Vegas anymore.
I'll fly you out there. I just need you for like a good hour, just for the ceremony.
Just for the ceremony? And then what?
And then I get to fly you back home.
And then you're just going to go party in Vegas without me?
Yeah, I'll my bachelor party after.
Is Austin going to be there?
Yeah, of course.
Why do you guys always go out without me? I feel like I'm totally friend-zoned with you guys. Like, you guys are BFFs and I'm just on the outside.
Melissa, well, because I don't like it when you get jealous and I'd rather have you not there to make you jealous.
Am I moving outside the friend zone into the magic zone?
You're never in the friend zone with me.
Where am I? Let's clear this up. Let's clear this up for the listeners.
Okay.
For the sake of the listeners.
Okay.
Have we friend zoned each other?
Yes.
Just like that?
Yeah. Well, did you want me to say something else or no? What about you? Have you friend zoned me?
I mean...
Well, think about it. Don't answer as fast as I did.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, so... You will always have a special place in my heart.
That is such a line.
It's not. You make me feel ways that no one, other woman's ever made me
feel.
That
is such a friend zone line. Austin, do you see what he's done to me?
No, I'm speaking from my heart.
Listen, ladies, if you hear this baloney, you are in the friend zone. Your pussy has no power. You're out of luck.
Your pussy has a lot of power.
I know, mine does. Of course. Damn. You're listening, of course, to Melissa and Alex and Melissa's Hot Pussy on Oral Stimulation, XM165 and SkidRowStudios.com. I want you to find us on Twitter at Oral Stim, oralstim@gmail.com, facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. And we're good, yeah.
Good night.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.